You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game. This show will be packed with information to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, look for This Is Not a Game, and on Instagram, look for This Is Not a Game, to get more info on us and our activities. In today's episode, we feature Susan Siamundele. She is the Senior Conservation Officer under the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. And today we're discussing, what is illegal bushmeat? We'll be right back right after this message.
Psst, Dad, we're gonna have something. We're gonna have something, Dad.
Uh-huh. Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome back. Like I mentioned in the previous segment, we have a special guest today. We have Susan Siamundele. She is a Senior Conservation Officer at DNPW. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you very much, Seya.
Awesome.
I'm happy to be here.
So today we're talking about what is illegal bushmeat. And so we'll go right into the questions. What are the dangers of illegal bushmeat, Susan?
Okay. Thank you very much. The dangers of illegal game meats are quite a number of them. The first one is that you are consuming something that you don't know exactly. What I mean is that this meat normally is not labeled, it's not packaged, it's normally sold in dark corners, normally in the night, because they are not legally registered to sell. So normally it's normally sold in hiding. So meaning you don't know exactly what species you are consuming.
Mm.
Then the second one is that sometimes animals die out there. Some of them die because they've been shot at, and maybe they are wounded. Then they die after a day or so.
Yeah.
Others die out of disease. So most of these people, the poachers, when they find them, they just proceed to skin them and smoke them, then bring them over into towns for sale.
Hmm.
So in there, maybe an animal died of disease. Disease, we've heard of recent of the disease that is passed on to humans.
Yeah. So then what is legal game meat and where does it come from?
Okay. Legal game meat, this is meat or game meat that is harvested from either public wildlife estate. And when I mean public wildlife estate, I'm referring to game management areas.
Game management areas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. These are areas that are set aside for utilization. That's okay. Where hunting takes place, in short. So people that during the time when we sell hunting licenses, these are the areas where people go to hunt. Then when we come to the other source is the private wildlife estate.
Mm-hmm.
These are the game ranches and game farms that are dotted all over Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So in most cases, these will sell either live game or game meat. They will crop as they wish, and it will be packaged. And in most cases, this animal is accessed or bought by people that have documents, like maybe a document that I'm talking about can be the authority from DNPW for that person to trade in game meat.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So then, how can I be sure the meat I'm buying is legal? So maybe we can elaborate on that.
Okay.
Yes.
So for you to be sure that you're buying legal meat, you're supposed to receive a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
In that outlet or a butcher where they're selling that, you're supposed to see, they're supposed to display the authority to sell. From the authority from to sell from DNPW, a permit to sell from DNPW as well.
Right.
Lastly, a certificate of ownership.
Okay. And so the process of establishing a legal game farm, can you talk us through that? What is the process?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The process is one, once you develop an interest into game farming,
mm-hmm.
you are supposed to approach the Department of National Parks.
Okay.
Yes, we have a guideline or steps to follow. We call them steps to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you need, key is that your area is supposed to be assessed.
Okay.
For what we term as an ecological assessment. Or a suitability, in a layman's language, would say a suitability assessment.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically to see which animal species can survive on that property or farm plot. So that report or that assessment is normally done by a qualified ecologist,
mm-hmm.
or any other person that is a professional in natural resources or wildlife management.
Okay.
Yes. So once they've that report is done, then they need an official application.
Okay.
That is directed to the Director of National Parks,
mm-hmm.
who has the authority to transfer the authority to keep animals in captivity. So then also there is a fee, we call it a review fee,
mm-hmm.
because there's a committee that sits to assess these applications.
Right.
Yes. So we assess the reports, we see what is written, is it correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a woodland, you don't expect that person to put maybe a grazer.
Right.
So all that. So we sit, there are professions that sit there that ensure that everything is according, and the animals that are put on that property can survive. But we know game farm or game ranching, it takes an adaptive type of management where if your maybe the food for the animal or the forage on your property is not enough, you could supplement.
Okay.
So, but this qualified person will specify all that so that everything is okay. There's no permanent water. That report will state all that.
Okay.
Basically that.
All right. So where can people report illegal game meat traders?
Okay. There are several places where this can be reported. Of course, to start with, the principal institution will be Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
They can report to the same, our partners, the Wildlife Crime Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
They can report to police.
Okay.
Who can also hand over the case to us. So, those.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Susan, thank you so much for taking the time to come to our show today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, listeners, we will be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact. Did you know it takes 21 days to acquire a license to sell legal game meat from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife?
Know the facts. Be informed.
And now some information on our local game meat suppliers. These outlets offer both fresh and smoked legal game meat such as warthog, buffalo, bush pig, kudu, impala, sable, puku, eland, and dika. Prices range between 100 kwacha and 150 kwacha per kilogram. Matauka General Dealers. Contact 0977-765-980 or 0976-607-404. Kushia Farms in Mazabuka. email huntpoloian@gmail.com. Ndauni Enterprise, contact 0973-213-491 or 0956-562180. Buccaneer Products Limited, contact 0969-543530. You can also WhatsApp them on 0964772627. For more information on Legal Game Meat suppliers, visit our website on www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact. Did you know 60% of all emerging infectious diseases are zoonotic? Consumption of illegal bushmeat increases your chances of getting diseases such as anthrax and COVID-19?
Know the facts. Be informed.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now for some news headlines. Ivory lands poacher 7 years in prison. The Chama Subordinate Court has sentenced a poacher to 7 years imprisonment for illegal possession of elephant ivory weighing 10 kilograms. Nature is declining at an alarming rate. Worldwide Fund for Nature Country Director Nachilala Nkombo says nature is declining at an alarming rate, unprecedented in human history, with over 1 million plant and animal species at risk of extinction. She continued to say that wildlife populations have declined by 60% globally in the last 40 years, and in Zambia, we've seen a decline in many of our wildlife species that have come under immense pressure due to poaching. Chipata Court jails man for live pangolin. The subordinate court in Chipata has convicted Joseph Piri, 25, on his own plea of guilt and sentenced him to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor for unlawful possession of protected animal, one live pangolin, contrary to Section 130(1) of the Zambia Wildlife Act 14 of 2015. Livingston Magistrate Court hands man 7 years for rhino horn. On 2nd July 2020, the Livingston Magistrate Court sentenced Jackson Tembo, 40, to 7 years imprisonment with hard labor after being found guilty of the illegal possession of a pair of rhino horns. That's all the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know, by buying illegal bushmeat, you're funding the poaching of wild animals from our national parks?
Know the facts. Be informed.
That was all we had for you in today's episode. We hope you enjoyed and were informed on illegal bushmeat. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Look for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Next week, we'll be discussing From Bush to the City, the unhealthy supply chain and dangers therein. Be sure to join us on This Is Not a Game. I have been your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.